No. I think the biggest part about this is just the reminder that the quality of your software in nowhere impacts the effectiveness of your message or the fact that, or how much money people will spend on you. Because this is awful. Welcome to Sitsock, everybody. My name is Kendrick.
Sitsock.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And tonight, I wanted to just jump right in, unless someone else has something they wanted to share.
Jump the fuck in, bro.
Another podcast they wanted to hawk. Favorite video game, type of bubblegum, particular color of bus seat pattern.
I like that purple one.
Purple one's nice.
Yeah.
I could feel the texture.
Right?
That might be hobo piss.
Have you ever sat on a toilet seat that had like a fur top? Like a carpet
top?
Yes.
Oh, my grandma used to get those.
As an adult, I'm like, I never want to do it. But as a kid, I had no qualms. Like,
yep.
I was like, that thing
that's
is covered
the end
in
of the
shit,
innocence.
And I like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the end
thing
of the innocence.
Though,
when
if
you
think
reach
about
a point
it,
when you're like, nope, it's gross.
If you think about it, you get like 7 of them. Make sure they're washable. Okay. And you throw them in the wash
of them
every day.
And make sure they're washable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a fresh one every day. Your butt never gets cold on the toilet seat. It's like the perfect situation.
Yeah, it's as clean as your towels are, probably.
Exactly.
Really. I feel like we can't talk about toilets without talking about bidets, because
I do feel like that as well, yeah.
That
would be a problem if you had a bidet with one of those carpeted things.
No,
it's
probably
going to spray.
You don't have to use toilet paper. You just kind of slide off the front after the bidet is done.
You just slide off the front, yeah. Just slide off. See,
it's like the real shag carpety ones that really gets up in there?
Someone was insinuating you could use a pocket square or a handkerchief as toilet paper. And it's like yeah, but no.
You can, but you shouldn't.
Well, you can use it once, right?
Yeah. And then it's not really helping with the whole why you would want a handkerchief.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't think a handkerchief is super sanitary or clean either, but I guess I'm in the asshole here.
No, but the whole thing is, like, they're convenient, they're potentially more environmentally friendly because you're not using as many pieces of paper, you know, like there's things, but yeah, they're also gross as fuck.
Mm-hmm. How do you use it more than once? I guess there's like some skill to it, and then
you pick a spot, you kind of work your way around it,
but it's like
it dries up.
Yeah, but like I don't know what your snot looks like when you blow your nose, but like maybe I just only blow my nose when I got something to get out of there, because like
I think the trick is you end up using it a few times and then you just cycle through them. You know, you don't have your one for the week. You have maybe one, and then maybe if you blow your nose a lot, you might have two or three on your person, and you kind of cycle through them.
Interesting.
See, the funny thing about that is my eldest brother Jackson, way way before his brain blew up, back in the day, he used to wear do-rags a lot. And one of our older friends, was used to having like a pocket handkerchief, and he actually, like, Jackson was holding the bandana in his hand because he was about to put like the do-rag on, and Zach came over, he was talking, and he reached over and like reached out as if to, you know, not to like take it, but like, oh, could I have your bandana real quick? And Jackson just kind of instinctively held it out to him, and he grabbed it and just like blew his nose into it, like it just liquefied it, and then handed it back. And he was like, if you're not the type of person that uses a pocket square, to me that's like the most disgusting thing that could happen.
I don't think I would ever be comfortable using someone else's pocket square or letting someone use mine,
right?
Even as I am with the concept of one existing and being used, sharing it is unacceptable.
Yeah. I don't know where
just
want
blow
to
it on the ground. Just like,
speaking of horrific things, the thing that I was going to talk about today was TikTok. And specifically, I saw on a podcast snippet talking about what do they call it? Horror talk?
Horror talk. T-O-K.
I think spook talk is a missed opportunity, but here we are.
It's probably a hashtag. I mean,
it's probably offensive.
Yeah.
Horror talk.
Yeah, isn't spook like an old-timey racial slur?
Everything's an old-timey racial slur, man. I
guess that's fair. Old-timey racial slur is going on
the slur instead of saying whore or horror.
Horror.
I mean, horror and horror talk or horror. Yeah, that's two different things.
Make sure you spell that right.
Yeah. Don't go to, I mean, you can go to Horror Talk, but just be warned.
Yeah, I don't think they like that on there. But they were talking about, and I'll explain what the whole thing was, because I upset Kyle with the way I was talking about it.
You did not upset me.
We were not upset. No one was upset.
No.
We were confused.
20 minutes ago, he was.
You didn't upset me either. Like, we're good.
So, my point was, they were talking about how they've been making content. These guys, it's Rhett and Link from Mythical, right? And they get into these weird conversations, which I sometimes find interesting, which was, they've been making content for like 20 years, right? And they've watched the internet sort of grow and change, and they've been on YouTube for like, since, not the beginning, but since kind of early days of YouTube. And they've grown and changed their style of content with it. And when people, like, they talked about how they wanted to make a TV show, and they've basically been shopping around TV shows for years, and they just never quite get them picked up all the way. So
they made one on YouTube Red, didn't they? They had a show on YouTube Red.
They had their own show on YouTube. But I mean, like, they want to make a sitcom kind of thing, like an actual episode.
Like a syndication level.
Yeah, and what they've talked about is it doesn't work on YouTube. Like, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what people want, it just doesn't work. With the way YouTube's set up, the way the content's set up, the way people expect to consume it, it just never quite works right. And so these are guys who have an entire production company on the internet. And so, like, when they say that shit, you can be sure they've probably tried every way that you can. They're shopping around a couple of feature length films right now, right? They obviously have podcasts. They have, and they were listing off some of the things they've done, including obviously their own weird one-off channels with goofy little bits here and there. Books. They've made a book. They've made like novels. They've made comic books. They've done all kinds of creative endeavors. And their little bits and everything like that. But one of the things they mentioned was trying to figure out how to work TikTok, like how to make TikTok make sense to them.
This was on a Mythical podcast you're talking about again?
Yeah. I don't remember which one it was, but I can find the piece of it. Maybe I'll link it in here. But what they mentioned, that for most part they were using TikTok and they were just posting little chunks of the show or little clips of them doing goofy bits. And what they experimented with was dipping their toes in Horror Talk, and they like how it was an experiment. They weren't quite sure how it went, and so I went over to go find it, and I watched all of their TikToks, which isn't hard because any individual contributor on TikTok can only post so much, so it's pretty easy to catch up on somebody who isn't doing it full time, and they weren't full time till very recent, and then I shared it with Kyle, and mostly with Kyle, but also in the channel with Kevin and Joe, and mostly because I was really curious what would happen if I posted it, especially with the framing of it being it's Mythical, and I'm curious what you guys think of it, and it led to me realizing I really don't understand TikTok.
Yeah, I don't either, to be fair, I have no fucking clue how it works.
So the thing that I was getting at, and the reason I was being so strange when I was talking about it, was taking a step back. When I can't stand using TikTok on my phone because of all the crap that comes up that covers the actual video, all the vote buttons, the description, the hashtags, it's distracting to the point of it making it a thoroughly unenjoyable experience to me. That is one of the reasons I hate TikTok and, Facebook videos. Instagram's better because it doesn't cover it as much, but Instagram's weird because you can't control the playback as much. So, like, all of these feel just frustrating for my old fogey self to use because I can't just see past those. That visual noise upsets me. And when I mentioned that I can't stand how it looks on the phone versus the web app, Kyle said they look exactly the same. So there's clearly an element here of...
No. Like, I thought you were saying that I thought you were talking about the hashtags. Like, what hashtags do you see? That's all I was responding to, is that the hashtags are the same. I thought you were asking, like, do you see more hashtags or something on there? And I was saying,
said, how much of the tags and descriptions and stuff does it show?
And I thought you meant, like, do you have to expand it or something? So that's just a misunderstanding, I think. Like, I agree with you. Yeah. Like, if you go on the website, you see more of the video than if you do on the phone. Yeah.
And it feels weird to have a mobile first app that has a shitty mobile experience. And that's part of what threw me. And then the other part that threw me was what I sent you was very clearly labeled part one. Did anyone actually go to part two?
Oh, I didn't. See, here's the thing is, but to kind of dogpile onto your complaints about the interface, I have no fucking clue how to navigate TikTok. Nothing right. makes sense no, to
and,
me in any way.
And if anyone's looking at their Discord, scroll back up to 224 when I posted that.
Yeah.
And you can see that it says written link on TikTok part one.
I did see that it was a part one, but I didn't know there was a part two out already. I thought this was like a brand new thing. So I just looked at that one.
And I realize now that when you go there, it's not really clear how to get to part two.
Usually people link it in the comments, but yeah, I agree. Like, I hate that. Well, I'm not a huge fan of parts.
And I can't get to the comments because I refuse to create an account.
There's there's a whole counterculture on TikTok, within TikTok, about part twos. Like, there's specifically creators that stitch together all parts of something so someone doesn't have to go find them all. It's so much of a counterculture.
Like, well, isn't the thing like you subscribe and you'll see part two?
Yeah, and that's they actually leave it on kind a cliffhanger. Of stopped a lot. Most people apologize if they don't have enough time to explain something nowadays, and that's only changed in the last year or two. Like, because so many people used to clickbait everybody onto their channel, and those people would just get hated off of TikTok. Or at least in the avenues of TikTok that I navigate.
And see, this is why I wanted to talk about it, because you use TikTok, so you're closer to that community. You understand it a lot better. Because what that particular thing was, it was an 11-part series, live posted on one day. That started off with them saying they were going to write a song, and then they discover an album that neither one of them remembers having, and they each think that the other one's just fucking with them. And then as they play it, they say, well, there's some weird back masking. We should play it backwards. And then as they play it backwards, they hear a woman talking to them. She disappears off of the face of the album and then appears inside the house they're in.
Oh, shit.
And then it keeps getting more and more creepy.
Don't,
and then
don't say any more, because now I want to go back and watch.
Yeah. And so it's an 11-part sort of found footage style thing that didn't start Horror Talk, but by 3 or 4, it suddenly has the hashtag on it, and you're like, whoa, 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 what?
Yeah, okay,
so
I see you now.
But what it sounds like to me is that they tried to just do, like, something that might have made sense on Vine, or might make sense on YouTube Shorts or something, but doesn't seem to really fit with the current meta, for lack of a better term,
actually, of TikTok. So this, I don't know what happened here, I guess. There's a lot of people who do this, and they do it successfully. Whole channels that are just... There's one called 10 Tapes, and it was a whole TikTok devoted to this guy finding these tapes around Poland where he lives, and they're creepy as fuck, and they're, like, telling him to do certain things and go out and solve these puzzles and stuff, and it was all, like, episodic on TikTok. And it's a thing that people do. It's just one of those things where... I think the way that it was prefaced in the chat was something that I was like, it's like, watch this. This is horror. This specific TikTok is Horror Talk. And I was like, oh, I don't really feel that way. I wonder why he sent that, and didn't really track anything else but that single TikTok.
And I don't have a problem with that. I just find that interesting how that was your response, not, oh, there must be more, or, oh, there's whatever. But that is a completely reasonable expectation. Like, well, that 2 minutes had nothing to do with anything. And then right now, as I'm looking at it, I'm on this really shitty interface that came up. And when I was binging them earlier, I had a really convenient interface that had up-down arrows on the right side. And it was really easy to go between the two. So I feel more confused.
When you go into the video itself, it doesn't do that, like, up-down arrow thing. But when you're on their page, and I didn't know this till just now, like, literally when I clicked it.
Yeah.
If you're on their page and click it, you can go up and down through the videos like you would in a normal on the app.
Which makes sense. But then the part that's infuriating to me is that the URL that's put at the top when you do that, that if I were to copy this URL, or even if I just click onto the address bar and I hit enter... It takes me to the shitty interface, mm-hmm. where it's muted to begin with, and I can't move up and down. What on earth do I have to do to find the people who designed this? And
I know
rip
it just sounds like you don't like
testicles.
TikTok, man. You don't have to like it.
Well, part of it,
you're too
it's
close
just
to
god
software.
Awful app. The
you're
interface
just
is
too close
is
to software.
I mean, I don't agree with you, but like that's fine. Like, if you don't like it, then don't use it. Like, you're allowed to do that.
No. I think the biggest part about this is just the reminder that the quality of your software in nowhere impacts the effectiveness of your message or the fact that how much money people will spend on you. Because this is awful. This is inconsistent. The behavior doesn't make sense from screen to screen. It doesn't scale properly. But
on the
it's
website,
a $1 trillion app. Yeah, on the website, on the mobile website, it's just god awful.
Yeah, but, I actually had a lot of problems when I started first using TikTok, where I would send someone a link. I think Kevin knows this because we would send links in Discord, and you'd click on it, and it would take you to a completely different TikTok.
I still have
that problem. I was never sure where I was going. Was it the one they wanted me to see, or was it like just, hey, you open TikTok back up, here's a random thing that you...
I think on hindsight it might be purposeful. Like, they want you to be like, fuck this, I should just use this app. Like,
yeah, they're
and
trying
sometimes
to steer
that
you
works and sometimes it doesn't work. And,
it,
you know,
I
still
uninstalled the app
software.
After that. Yeah. I ditched it, so it didn't work on me.
I don't want to create an account. I don't trust them, so I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah,
I'll let them spy on me, but I don't want to create an account if I don't have to.
You don't? That's the best part. Like, you could just have people send them to you and then enjoy them if you do. Just like any other, like, Vine or, like, Instagram stories or Reels, I guess they're called. Depending
Instagram
on
you have to have an account for, usually.
I watch through like Megan. She Twitter. Shows me all the ones I want to see.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like a lot of people that are on both, though, and I don't know if this is true with Mythical, because I think a lot of the stuff I've seen on Mythical Kitchen's TikTok is a lot of the same stuff that they do for on the show. It's just that it's, like, cut differently. Like, it takes different
footage. Right, and that's what they were saying, was they were just basically treating it like a mini YouTube, and they were then they experimented. That was one of their experiments, was making the 11-piece horror talk.
Cool.
And it was interesting, and they liked it, but it was like, did it work? How do we know? You know, one of those things. So,
what were their metrics? Like, what are they trying to accomplish with it? Just views,
I think
or...
their thing was they were talking in terms of, and I have to go back and look at it now, but they were talking in terms of like what kind of creative outlets can they do? What happens if they get bored? What are they going to run out of material? Like, what does it mean to make TV now? What does it mean to make content on the internet?
Yeah.
Their podcasts tend to ramble a lot and get into weird kind of corners.
I think right now what I've seen a lot of with creators that I've interacted with on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram is no one is on one only. Like, you're usually on all of them with to some extent. And whether I'm on Twitter as well, but I don't go there often. But I still have a Twitter just in case, because like I'd like to, if I need to post content on Twitter, I can, right? And so when I look at like Mythical or like the Stephen Hugh guy that does the emotional damage thing, like the Asian difficulty thing, he's on YouTube too, but most of his stuff goes on TikTok as like either reposts or as an additional outlet to another audience, right? So I don't know a lot of people who don't have all that. Like whenever you go to someone's bio in TikTok, at least the stuff that I interact with, obviously probably don't need to preface that, but when you go to their link tree or whatever, there usually is like, here's your TikTok, here's your Instagram, here's your like weird Amazon wish list that you want. We want you to buy stuff from. Here's our Twitter. Here's our Snapchat. Right? Like, it just seems like another outlet to me, and I don't know that it's much different than Instagram Reels or Snapchat or anything like that. It's just like a third or fourth or fifth audience. You know?
I don't know if that's true, because I think there is a different culture. There's cross-posting, but there's like when you see stuff on Instagram, there's things that are pretty clearly very TikTok-y.
Well, they'll be tagged by TikToks with TikToks to watermark if they're from TikTok. Like, unless you
not just the watermark, but I mean like it's pretty clearly either simul-posted or like it's a TikTok-y thing.
What's the
difference? As opposed to an Instagram-y thing. Well, that's that cultural thing I'm talking about, right? The duets and that kind of culture is increasingly more popular on Instagram than it ever was on Instagram. I said TikTok, not Instagram.
You said TikTok.
I got right. you, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
But, like, I guess what's an example of something that is exclusive of, like, Instagram-ish content besides, like, I guess because there's one part of Instagram that's just pictures, right? Like, just pictures.
Yeah, that's... I think that it's not – there's not much that's just Instagram. I don't think Instagram is leading as much of the
okay,
cultural – like, the cultural differences aren't on Instagram. It's that TikTok became this platform – and I think it's because of the way they do that initial dopamine hit of making it look like you're really popular and you went viral right off the bat, which makes everybody want to make more content. So Instagram feels more like people sharing pictures and like sincere videos, and in, TikTok feels more like everybody's a content creator. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can see that. Like nobody's doing stuff on TikTok to like just share their life. They're doing stuff on TikTok because it's a meme
yeah.
or it's a
well,
trend
yeah.
or
it's
because
yeah,
they want
exactly.
to they want to be an influencer or
and you
want to
participate in the
trend
that
is happening
exactly
yeah. Yeah.
I'm not posting dog pictures on a TikTok, you know. I'm posting you know, I get my dog to do a backflip, how many times does it take challenge, or like I'm how long can I balance this thing on my dog's head challenge, you know. That's or I'm doing weird dances and duetting them with, like, I don't even know who's on TikTok, but you know what I mean? Like, probably Justin Bieber. I'm assuming Justin Bieber is on TikTok. Like, that, it just seems
probably
like that's
safe
much
to
more
assume
of
that.
That
they're on everything if they're a superstar. Like, they
yeah.
have everything.
But, like, for example, that, we posted the Markiplier one with the whole, like,
the bodies
answering
the
those
water
little
thing.
Questions. Yeah. Yeah, the bodies in the water, but he was subverting a TikTok trend, right? The little hand dances and that song and answering the questions with text, like that's a very TikTok thing that doesn't exist. That didn't exist anywhere else. That concept, you know, reusing someone else's music was a faux pas, and now it's a thing you do on TikTok. Reusing someone else's bit, it was okay, but now it's like it's built into how we interact in that environment, right?
I kind of feel like when like memes have been that way forever. Like you're like, oh, I want to do the meme. I want to do my own version of that meme that where the guy's sitting at the table that says, "Change my mind." Like I have one. Oh, I have one. And that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I
yeah.
see a lot is like,
exactly.
Oh, that sure. meme is like something I can or do. It's like I did one the other day where it was like, they like say gender is what's in your pants, and some people will subvert it by putting weird things in their pants, right? Because it's a whole commentary on like what gender is and whatever. But like a lot of people were doing it to be funny. And so one of the things
right.
I did was like, oh, it was in your pants. So I dropped a bunch of like magic cards out of my pants, and like it was the joke, right? That's the joke,
right?
Is that
and
so?
But it's the memes. But now you're in them. You're not just making them. You're in them.
Is that not just an evolution
I think
of meme culture?
I think that's a dismissive way of saying it, but yeah, I mean it is.
I guess I'm just
saying,
like not sure how TikTok it's different than other stuff that's changed in the past. I guess it's like just the moving forward of how we share our thoughts and ideas, right? Like,
well, but my point is it's happening on TikTok and then other places are catching up, but it's TikTok is where people are leading this change now. And that's why I'm saying it confuses and scares me, because I'm old and don't participate in the new zeitgeist.
Okay, yeah.
So what'll be the next version?
Something
when
that
it's
we
directly
can't
we'll
go back
implanted
to,
into your brain.
We'll go back to Imgur because it was always there.
Directly into you guys' brain?
Yeah.
I don't think to accent like honestly, I don't think we could even guess.
I don't either. Like, I have no idea.
I don't think I would have guessed short form video of tweens dancing being the future.
It's gonna be
nobody
guessed
that.
Ray traced,
I feel like that
VR.
Is not all TikTok is though. Like
no, but like if I open a TikTok right now untargeted, how long do you think I need to scroll before I see a tween dancing?
I would say probably not very far.
So it's a joke,
your
but
browser
it's also
history.
Fair. Yeah,
I
don't
guess,
know.
Like, I'm just trying to think of what other, like, if you open Snapchat, like, would you see the same thing? Or like,
I'll open Snapchat right now because I actually reinstalled it recently because someone said they were on it. And I was like, oh, people still use Snapchat?
But isn't
and then I'm like,
it targeted
I don't understand.
To you now? Like, isn't that the point you're saying? Is, like, if you just went to the Snapchat site and started scrolling around, like, what do you see first?
Well, my point being, I have barely used it. And it apparently thinks I want to look at a lot of scantily clad people and bread, which it's not wrong. but one of the things that I found really interesting is I like on the Discover, I click on any random thing, like what would laugh at life, and then it, whatever it was titled as, that doesn't show up in the video at all. So I feel like Snapchat's become completely clickbait.
Yeah, I feel, I think I agree with you there. I feel like what Joe and you were saying earlier, everybody, every video that's going to be, oh man, there's another analogy I have here. Like, it's like the whole like Twitter conversation about the like Starbucks cup, like, or anything where like you only get the people that are the loudest. Like, they have these things that cycle these videos up, and people just, the people who are there aren't really people that are like, they're not representative of all the people that are there. They're just representative of the people who have done the right things for the algorithm to like them, just like on YouTube, right? And so when you go into YouTube and see stuff, it's like, you've posted this much of this music, this version of it, and it's like all different on TikTok, but it's all the same type of algorithm manipulation stuff, right? And I wonder how much of that plays into like that the commentary we're having here about the differences between YouTube and stuff. It's just like, oh, their algorithm's different, so I wonder if that's just translated out into, you know, anybody just seeing the first five things they see is just someone dancing to someone else's music, or like what it has to do with the Discover pages and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know.
Me either. But all I know is that TikTok doesn't have very good creator programs, so a lot of people are getting off of it, so.
But yeah, you get your following on there, and then you leave and act like they'll come with you.
Yep, exactly.
Hope. Mythical is on Snapchat. I didn't even know that. I'm just using them as like an example since they're on everything.
Yeah, they are on everything. I mean, any big YouTube channel is going to be on them all, like, most likely. Even if they're not on it a lot, they probably have an account.
Game Grumps isn't on here.
So they kind of specifically do not do that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's I don't think it's as simple as anybody in here is saying, including myself, but we're there. Also way the hell over time, so
yeah.
We kind of got into a thing there. I don't think we're going to find the answer to the universe, but at least this will be easier to title because it'll be like TikTok or some shit.
Yay.
Perfect. TikTok or some shit.
Yeah.
TikTok or some shit.
Like, comment, and subscribe. We'll figure out social media that the children are using next time.
Bye.
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 Bye.